T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back. It is 10:21. Shane and Bruce here on Sports Daily. And as we alluded to earlier, for people with hearing loss, living during COVID-19 presents a very unique set of challenges. As we all know, with social distancing and mask wearing can make communicating really difficult. And nobody knows that probably any better than a legend, the one and only Jim Ryan, track and field Olympian, former U.S. Congressman, and Presidential Medal of Freedom recipient. We say good morning and welcome to the show, Jim. We really appreciate it. How have you been doing during the pandemic?
I'm doing well. Thank you for having me on.
Our pleasure. Our pleasure. You lost your hearing around the age of 5 due to a high fever, and you've been living with it ever since. How did you overcome the hearing loss, and what advice maybe would you have for others dealing with hearing loss?
Well, first of all, you got to discover you have a hearing loss. And in my case, as a young boy at the age of approximately 5, I had development. Well, let's put it this way. After the hearing loss, my family medical doctor said my hearing was normal. And yet I knew as a result of being in the classroom, I wasn't hearing the teacher well. I had to make sure I sat beside somebody who had good notes. And so it's been a progressive sort of thing that as they've had better hearing tests, then I found along the way that I had a hearing loss. And, of course, that became apparent. Because I didn't hear my wife, the children as they were growing up. And you just ask what, you know, people that are listening. Usually your friends around you will tell you that you are missing things, even though you may not recognize that. And so my response to all of this that we're talking about today is go have a good professional test your hearing. Don't waste the time guessing whether you've got a loss. Find out and then be fitted with the good system. I happen to wear a Phonak Lyric, and It's wonderful. It allows me to hear everything. I can shower. They're invisible. I can run in them. So there's a lot of help out there. You just got to start asking.
Yeah, Jim. So basically it becomes, A, you got to be willing to find out if you have a problem. Then you have to be willing to acknowledge the problem. And for some people, I would imagine that's probably a difficult thing, that admission of, yeah, I can't hear things. But my goodness, the technology today is such that that you really owe it to yourself to go and get these things taken care of, because your life can be changed technically through some of the things that are available for people to hear now.
You're exactly right. In fact, usually pride is one of the things that keeps you from being tested. You think, well, I don't want people to know. And yet I will say this, the advantages to hearing well are just amazing. And one thing you can do is go on trylyric.com, check out the site, find out more about that system, and then get a hearing test. It's not that complicated, but it adds such quality to life. Let me just say this. The first time I started wearing hearing aids, I got in the car. One of the first things I did is I turned the radio down. A little later, I was around someone where there was, I guess, a can of pop that opened up. I could hear the fizz. And so I started realizing how much I had missed. And so for those that are, you know, have a hearing loss, go be tested. Go get some help. Again, the system I have, you know, basically Phonak Lyric. You don't have to change the batteries. You can shower in them. You can run in them, and it's just fabulous. The advantages of life that come as a result of hearing well.
The great Jim Ryan joining us here on Sports Daily. We're glad to have him. This is maybe a difficult and loaded question, and I compare it to maybe.
Does that mean I don't have to answer if it's too difficult?
Yeah, it does.
Well, absolutely. Because, that's the age we live in now. You can just say, yeah, no, I can sidestep it.
You're an All-American. You represented the United States on 3 Olympic teams. And you also were awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom, among other unbelievable accolades. Which is your most proud moment?
You know, that's not a hard question. I think that the Presidential Medal of Freedom is so unique in that it's an opportunity to accept an award, and I did it on behalf of all those that made that possible. My coach, who has since passed on, I mean, God gave me these wonderful gifts to run, but I needed someone like Coach Timmons to pull them out. The others that have contributed, my family, my wife, who so patiently was my hearing aids until I got introduced to phonetic lyric, all of those things, what I've done is I basically want to shine that light back on those who contributed to making that possible. It's, you know, the Presidential Medal of Freedom isn't something you start thinking of as a young man, I'm going to compete for that and maybe win that. It's so unique, at least from my research. I only found one other track and field athlete that had won the Presidential Medal of Freedom. It was Jesse Owens, and to be in that category is just amazing. It's a wonderful honor.
Jim, you and I have had the chance to chat over the years about things like the Zen of running, and I love talking with you about this because your career has, like most people's careers, goes through high and lows. You've had record-shattering performances. You've had disappointments on the Olympic stage. And yet, through it all, the thread of it is your love for running and the zen that you get from it. Can you just give people a little insight into what it's meant for you, not just the opportunities that it's opened, but what it's truly meant for you as an individual to have had this outlet, this expression in your competitive life?
Well, it's been very special, and quite honestly, I wasn't prepared for any of this. As a shy young boy who lost his hearing, you know, I was basically an introvert. Once I started hearing, my life changed. But I think out of all of that, the thing that I would reflect on in terms of what we're talking about right now is that it's not the highs that made your life better, believe it or not. I mean, those are great awards, but it's those moments when you are challenged with the difficulties in life. For example, when I fell in the Munich Olympics, actually, as my wife would say, when you were tripped, when I was tripped in the Munich Olympics, it was, thank goodness for my wife, even though she went to the other school, Kansas State University.
There you go.
House divided.
So, you know, in that difficulty, I learned the process of forgiveness. I mean, I thank God for that experience in the sense that it brought a new dimension to my life that I wouldn't have had I not have had that difficulty. And it's given me the opportunity to go back and talk to many people who, if I'd just been a world record holder, that was one thing, but since you've had difficulty, I relate to them in a different way. So, you know, life is made up of ups and downs, and enjoy the ups when they're there and learn everything you can when they're the downs.
Again, you can go to trylyric.com to find out what Jim's talking about. You can also go to ryanrunning.com for more information, ryunrunning.com. Final question before we let you go, Jim, and we really appreciate your time. When you were at Wichita East, you became the first high school boy to run a mile under 4 minutes. Please tell me you understood the magnitude of that and how big a deal that was.
Well, I don't want to surprise you, but I didn't know the magnitude of it. I remember at the end of my fourth high school race, Coach Timmons on a school bus from Kansas City back to Wichita presented me with that challenge. I had just run 4:21, and at that race, at the end of the race, my legs hurt, my head hurt, everything kind of hurt, and as I'm riding the bus back, he brought me up to the front, as he did everybody else who's on the bus, and said, I think you can become the first high school boy to run under 4 minutes. And to me, it was another challenge, not recognizing how great a challenge it was. So it would be a life-transforming moment, and yet if it hadn't been for Coach Timmons and the vision and the giftings that God gave him as a coach and the giftings God gave me as a runner and the bringing of those together, that wouldn't have happened. But it stands as a monumental moment. In fact, the moment that was captured in the newspaper that next morning of me crossing the finish line became the picture of the century for running at high school 4-minute mile.
Well, he was an Olympian, former U.S. Congressman, Presidential Medal of Freedom recipient, and he's also been living for most of his life as hearing impaired. Go get your ears checked, huh, Jim? Would that be the biggest takeaway from this interview, if you could tell everybody listening?
I would say please go do that, because you will be amazed at what's out there, how your life can be improved if you have a loss of hearing. So, yes, go take the test, and you can go on, you know, trylyric.com and find out more there as well.
The great Jim
Ryan.
You're
a treasure, Jim.
Appreciate the time, sir.
Hey, thank you, guys. It's been a pleasure. We'll do it again sometime.
Sounds great.
Absolutely.
Sounds great. Wow. So, Jim Ryan, in high school, how about a little trivia before we wrap this up?
Sure.
ESPN.com named who the best high school athlete of all time? A, LeBron James.
Jim Ryan.
B, Tiger Woods. I'm not done yet. C,
Sorry.
Jim Ryan.
Yeah, Jim Ryan.
Jim Ryan
that was
is the answer.
That was how momentous that event was. How it's why we're still talking about it today. And why people in track and field still talk about it. I mean, you know, you can make the argument, well, we talk about it because it was a kid from Wichita East.
Right.
And yes, I would understand that. But Jim Ryan breaking the four-minute barrier in high school was world-renowned and made him a national and international star at the age of, 17?
Yeah, pretty
so,
much.
So, yeah. You know, and then, of course, went on to become a world record holder, 3-time Olympian. He had nothing but disappointment. It's always very interesting to talk with him about his disappointment in the Olympics. And 72 was the big one because he was the clear favorite in the 1500 in 72 in Munich. But that is one of the most wonderful guys that I've been able to cultivate some form of relationship with over the years, just in terms of doing interviews and stuff. He always has something really cool to talk about. And my God, anytime that you get to tap into that kind of experience, just be quiet and listen.
You know, we could have talked to him for 30 minutes
instead of
10. And 10 of the minutes could have been running down his accomplishments, which are incredible. I mean, he was on the 64 Olympic team as a junior in high school.
Think about
and
that.
Beyond the four-minute mile that we talked about that he so, downplayed kind of because he didn't think it was a big deal at the time, at the age of 19, he ran a 3:51 mile. And, you know, I wanted to break in when you were talking about the Zen-like thing of running and say, how in the, you know what, can you have a Zen-like experience if you're Jim Ryan when you're basically sprinting? I mean, it wasn't like he ran the marathon. He ran as fast as he could for the 800, the 1500, the mile, the 2 mile, the 5 meter, whatever. All the stuff that he did, he ran as Forrest Gump would say, like the wind blows. And I don't know how you can get a Zen-like experience from that, but man, some of the accomplishments, second to none, man. That was...
No, absolutely. No.
That
I mean,
was
you're talking about one of the most celebrated American track and field athletes in history.
Yep. On
that's
cover
something.
Sports Illustrated 7 times.
Right.
Newsweek, Runner's World, Parade Magazine, all that stuff. In addition to being a congressman, in addition to being the Presidential Medal of Freedom winner or
which
honoree.
Is totally cool. Totally
oh, my gosh.
Cool. I mean,
so
my goodness.
There's maybe nobody we've ever talked to that's got more skins on the wall than Jim Ryan. So thanks to all who made that happen. Kudos to Jeffrey. Who sent that along that he wanted to. And, you know, look, when Jim wants to talk about something, you certainly lead him right into it. But
sure.
In the 10 minutes that we had, we did the best that we could, but that's a 45-minute interview. That's a podcast.
Totally. Oh,
talking
easily.
To Jim Ryan.
Easily.
You know, very easily. But
just going and talking about the run in 72 at Munich, the build-up to it, the tripping, the disappointment, the fallout, the lessons learned from it, the humility, all of the things, you could do that alone. Think about the things that he has done, from setting world records to what he did as a high school athlete at Wichita, all of those things would be in and of themselves very interesting separate stories. You weave it all together.
Yep.
Are you kidding me? I mean, like I said, he's a total treasure, man. He's a total treasure.
I 100% concur. And, you know, we do our best to, Bruce and I, to bring you either entertainment, information, minutia, trivia, whatever, with the people that we interview. But, man, sometimes, full disclosure here, sometimes they're daunting. And this could be one of them if you let it. Considering you think about who you're talking to, you know. And obviously he sets people at ease when he talks to people. You could tell by his, you know, just conversational, very folksy conversation that he had with us. But, man, that was something. And I don't mind saying that was a real highlight.
Was humbling.
That'll be tough to top. You bet. You bet. And like I said, we're glad for the opportunity to talk to him. Wichita East. Former Wichita East great, Jim Ryan.
And it's always good talking about Coach Timmons, too, and the people that were affected by him, not just Jim Ryan, but many, many others. There are very few coaches that are talked about or remembered in such terms as Coach Timmons was. I mean, it is remarkable. The loyalty and the thanks that these youngsters have to him, and you know, I mean, he's a Hall of Fame. He was a Hall of Fame coach. So anyway,
and I always get a kick out of these great athletes downplaying what they did, or you know, when I asked him about breaking the 4-minute barrier. Didn't realize it. Didn't think it was a thing. Wasn't until he got pushed by his coach that he thought he could even do that. And then he did it like 4 more times as a senior. But man, nothing better than talking to great athletes that don't necessarily acknowledge that they were great. You know, it's like, it's just something that I did, you know, and that's kind of feeling you get when you talk to him. But man, there's nothing he hadn't done. And to be on the Olympic team when you're a junior in high school.
Oh, my God. Absolutely. Sure.
Crazy.
Absolutely.
Crazy, crazy. Yeah. So for all you runners out there, if you missed that one, use the rewind button on your radio.com app. And hopefully we hooked you up with 10 minutes of good stuff with Jim Ryan. All right. When we come back, let us pivot over to Superior Rents, your rental equipment headquarters. We'll find out what happened on this day in sports history. OTD, we call it, as we wind down to the countdown to Shocker basketball. Wichita State and ORU tonight. We talked about that in the second segment. If you missed our Shocker talk, you can use the rewind button for that. So our thanks to Brian Haney and Jim Ryan here in this hour for a couple of good KU-type interviews here on Wednesday's Sports Daily. OTD coming up next.
Bruce Hurdle and Shane Dennis. Find us on the web at kfhradio.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2 times points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.